Kayaking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
All right. Hi, you guys. I'm Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hello.
We take our girls, Amelia and Daphne, on adventures through America's national parks, Texas state parks, or anywhere Brittany and I think would be funny or fun. This podcast is about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for our future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast. Yeah, thank you for joining us this week, guys. We're doing a little extra. We recorded last week. We posted this week. We posted last week's this week, and we are recording tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming because we're not going to be able to record next week, probably because everything's going to be packed up.
Yeah, that, and I feel like when we did the every other week, we got really like lax about it,
So
I wanted to stay just on top of things. So I'm like, if we need to record every week, I just
Well, we are sitting in here recording in our makeshift studio in our old house
that we no longer own.
That we no longer own for the last time.
So we don't own it, but the people that bought it are letting us lease it back. So we're staying in it for a couple weeks.
Yep, we have until next Friday to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So everything happens on Wednesday. So. First, let's talk about our adventure spotlight of the week. That is Possum Kingdom, Site 89. Britt, do you want to go into greater detail on that?
Yeah, so it's in the Chaparral Loop. So I picked this as the highlight of the week because I just think that it's a great spot. We really enjoyed it. The view, so this was our first one. If you listen, we just posted it, but if you listen to our episode 312, we talked about going to Possum Kingdom and how we ended up staying there two nights, and I'm glad we did it. So we stayed in two different spots, and one of the spots, they were just two spots away from each other, but the first spot we stayed at, which just happened to be the one we found last minute, was superb. Just with you had a view of the lake. We had trees and then the lake. It was right across from the bathroom, catty corner from a playground. I mean, it was probably the best state park spot, maybe possibly the best camping spot I've ever had in a non-resort
campground,
like in a state or national park. I mean, the
Grand Tetons.
I was going to say Tetons was pretty great.
It was right across from the bathroom. That makes sense. Bathroom access is a big important thing for us.
It was access to the river. We could walk to the river. So water access and bathroom access are two kind of things. But like this one, I think the playground and the bathroom and the view, like it all just kind of was like this trifecta of just awesomeness.
Come to value bathroom or restroom access as a parent. As a dude, it doesn't really matter. You just find a spot, I suppose. It's just a secluded spot. But as a parent, especially of daughters, and young children, you just kind of, you kind of come to value that because it just makes life a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Simplifies things. And yes, it's a very busy area. Some people don't like to be around restrooms because there's just a lot of people coming in and around your area all the time. But I think, that site, particularly Possum Kingdom, was amazing. That was the first night, is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the very first one.
Yeah, first night.
I mean, the other site was 87, and it was great, but you didn't have quite the view of the lake that you did at 89.
So that's why I chose specifically
89. It was great.
87 had a good tent pad.
Yes.
But in 89 wasn't terrible.
No, 89 mm-hmm. was great. It was awesome.
So, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Let's see here. All right, are you ready for our joke, Brittany?
Yeah, I'm ready for the joke that I wrote or what, that I found.
What do you call a bear with no ears?
I don't know. What do you call it?
It doesn't matter. It can't hear you.
I didn't laugh when I wrote it, but it's funny now.
What is cattle's favorite subject in school?
What is cattle? I don't know what.
What is the favorite subject?
Okay, you need to save that for next week.
No, that's fine. I got plenty.
No.
It's calculus. All right, trivia. Our answer for last week was...
And it was the second largest canyon in
the United States.
Mm-hmm. And it was Palladura Canyon.
Yeah. We will be going this summer, which we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, right? Or are we just talking about Napa Valley?
We're just talking about Napa.
But we are going this summer to the largest canyon in the United States and the mm-hmm. world, the Grand Canyon. So our trivia question for this week. By the way, if you have this answer, you can email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. You can message us at Instagram through at ABCD Adventures or ABCD Camping through Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. We don't get on Twitter or X very often. We don't really support it, use it as much as I did in my professional career. But anyway, so here's the question. But anyways, if you have the answer, we might have, you know, by the time the next time we're recording, we might have some swag to send your way. We need to do a contest, like pick up trash contest or something like that, for our four listeners, and let them send pictures in. Anyways. Here's another question, trivia question. How many wineries are there in Napa City?
Napa County.
Oh, it's, why did you write CTY?
CTY, county.
It's not county. Write out the word. How many wineries are there in Napa County? And make sure it's an approximate number. Yeah. Again, I'm sure Brittany knows the answer. Again,
I had to Google it, sir.
Again, you can message us at abcadventures2020@gmail.com or find us on Instagram, Facebook. We need to write this down on this stuff so I don't have to keep thinking about it. Or TikTok, okay? All right, do you want to do the verse of the week, Britt?
Yes. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to need to. Okay, so the verse of the week. So we're going to be talking about Napa Valley. Hence why we did the trivia. And so I found a verse. And if I can find it now.
I got it.
Okay, there you go. Oh, wait. Okay, I got it. It's Genesis 27:28. And it says, may God give you heaven's dews and earth's richness and abundance of grain and new wine.
Nice.
And so, yes, mm-hmm. we all know that Jesus loved wine because he, you know, turned water into wine. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. He also said drink, but don't get drunk.
I know.
And he also said avoid sparkling juices. All right. So
our, no more mimosas?
Yep. All right. So plans for our next trip. So for our next trip, we're planning another trip to mm-hmm. see my cousin and fam. Well, my uncle and his fam.
Yeah.
And, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we'll hit up the strip again. The Hot Springs National Park, probably not again. My cousin's daughter is graduating from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so this gives an opportunity to go up and visit. We have built a pretty good, Brittany, have built a pretty good relationship with her over the years, which is nice. Hot Springs is a beautiful place. I don't know. We're not camping. We're staying at HOA, right?
No, KOA.
HOA. We live in HOA.
Yeah, and I actually want to talk about that KOA as a spotlight sometime. So we're gonna
save that for
later.
Save
that one.
But if you can get a KOA membership.
That's another highlight. So stop jumping ahead to things.
Stop yelling over the thing. It echoes. Yeah. Calm down, Princess Amidala. I'm going to call her that a lot. Queen Amidala, Princess Amidala. Because she's wearing a...
I'm wearing one of those little curler things. Girls, if you're listening, you'll know what I'm talking about. One of those heatless curlers where you clip it on the top and it's got like the two, like... It's like a big U and you just curl your hair on, and I have it already done.
Yep.
So.
All right, so we're going to pause for a quick note from our sponsor. All right, guys, we're back, and we're going to start up with our feature discussion for the night, where we're picking wineries to visit in Napa County and Sonoma County. Is that right?
Yes.
During our trip to... Well, we're going to call, say, Napa-Sonoma Valleys, right?
Yeah.
Is it Sonoma
Valley? Sanapa.
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 We're going to go to Sanapa. Stop yelling. Oh, my God. Why are you so far away and you're still really loud?
Because it was, I'm just,
I need
to
adjust.
We're going to do our trip to Sanapa.
Sanapa.
I'm so excited. I may also be realizing that we might be able to pull off Disneyland, too.
Oh. That's not right. Daddy's going to have to take Snickers if we're going to do that. That cannot be a last-minute decision.
No. But I think if we do it, we need to surprise the girls.
Yeah.
Like,
we need to know ahead of time. So we'll talk about that on a later episode.
Yeah.
All right. Or you and I will just talk about it later. So let's start. Let's talk about...
Okay. So if you know me, if you listen to any of our podcasts and you've listened to anything, I love to plan our trips. I think I almost love planning the trips as much as I love going on them. Just because, I mean, heck, I've already got... Summer 2025 pretty much planned out. So this trip that we're going on this summer, it's my 40th birthday trip. I turned 40 in November, but we're doing our trip the summer before, just because, originally it was because of something, but we're not doing that anymore, so whatever. But we're still doing the trip this time. Now, of course, we are going to be doing national parks. We're going to be hitting up Petrified Forest, Grand Canyon,
Yosemite,
Channel Island,
Pinnacles,
and Saguaro. So we're hitting six national parks.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big chunk for us.
Yeah, but we're also going. So we're also doing Las Vegas, Napa, and we were going to do Disneyland. We cut that out, but. We may be adding that back in. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But as of right now, we're doing Vegas and Napa. And we did Napa because I always wanted to go to Napa for my 40th birthday. Or that was, I think I said I wanted, back when I was like in my late 20s or early 30s, somewhere around there, I said, I want to go to Napa for my 40th. Like that was just what I wanted to do. And so when we started planning these trips, I just said, okay. So I have been over the past 10 months, probably researching
the last 20 years, probably.
Yeah. Researching, looking at, I did not realize that there's like two areas. When you hear Napa, you think of Napa's kind of like the bougier area. It's the fancier, it's more expensive, it's nicer. And then Sonoma's kind of more like the laid back, chill, relaxed, more area. But they both have really great wines. They both have really good. We were gonna stay at a state park while we were there, but after kind of researching, we realized that most of these wineries all close by like 5 o'clock, and so even if we are an hour and a half away, that still puts us home by 6:30. And mm-hmm. that's going to, you know, if we go to a state park, most of the time, there's not going to be a whole lot to do after that time. And so we chose to stay, we're staying at KOA Petaluma. It's also close
which
enough.
Which is in Sonoma County.
Yes. It's also close enough. I've realized if we really wanted to, like say we didn't spend as much money, mm-hmm. we could drive in and do dinner in San Francisco because it's only about 45 minutes from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of halfway between Napa and San Francisco. So it's kind of a cool little spot to be in. So what I've done is I have gone through and I literally went through and found every kind of family friendly allow. Some of them are like children friendly. Some of them allow children. And I've just kind of gone through and I'm trying to think how many.
While you're counting and proceeding, I want to do a quick history of Napa Valley here.
Okay.
All right. I've got this right here. So, George Calvert Yount was the first to cultivate wine grapes in the area in 1839. And then other people started to do it soon afterwards. In 1861, the first commercial winery opened. And then in 1889, there were 140 wineries already in operation in Napa Valley alone. And this included Scramsburg, Beringer. Can you believe that? Beringer was founded in 1876, Brittany. Jeez Louise. And Inglenook. It all closed down in the 1920s. They only made Sacramento wine during Prohibition. And then in 1933, it all opened up again, and it started to explode over the next 50 years after World War II. In 1944, there was 539 wineries in the valley. Jeez Louise. Several hundred. And that just continued to grow over the last, 70 years. So, and it has become a destination.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we had even at one point been like, hey, okay, maybe, because, we said this is probably the last episode that we'll be recording in our current house. We posted a few weeks back about how we were buying a house. And so we thought maybe financially we weren't sure how it was going to work, what kind of money we were looking at for the house. So we thought about cutting Napa out. But when I was doing the research and going, okay, if we want to spend as many days as we do, we're going to end up spending, if we stay on budget, let's say less than $2,500 for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I think I have it budgeted like $1,450 for like spending money, and then we're doing like $400. So we're not even doing $2,000. We're not even spending $2,000 is what we have budgeted right now to go to Napa. And you can and that's for 4 days, 3 nights. And so I was like, you know what? You can't fly out there and stay at a hotel and go and do that, because then you'd have to rent a car, you'd have to pay for an Uber, you'd have to do this, you'd have to do that, da 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 da. And I mean, we haven't really talked, but I know that Chris is going to want me to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. And so there's probably going to be some places where he either doesn't do a wine tasting, or if they have glasses, he'll just get a glass instead of doing a tasting.
Someone's got to drive us.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We don't have children that can drive the car right now. So unfortunately, they could legally. So,
one of us, and she's almost 12. So
yeah, I don't want to, that's not a good precedent to set.
So I want to kind of pick, I want to narrow down, right now we have 26 wineries, and I want to narrow it down to at least 15, if not, probably, I would like to narrow it down probably to 15. Yeah, we have ding, ding, ding. Just because they say don't do more than 3 to 4 wineries a day. And so I want to pick 5 a day, not because I want to go to 5 a day, but I want to have those options. So, that's why I'm like, I kind of wanted us to go through and just kind of talk out our, and I think it's also good for y'all to hear kind of how we plan things, because this is also, whereas we do this for national parks too.
Right.
It's just, we do it in a different way. We go through and say, okay, what are the heights we want to do?
Instead of wineries, it's campgrounds or sites.
It's hikes or hikes, site things and stuff. And so, but we've never really done something like this.
We can't forget that this is a family camping podcast, and everything we do, we have to do within the scope and with the filter of our children.
100%.
And while this is something that we want them to do, because we know, okay, yes, they can't go and drink wine, but we know that they can enjoy
the scenery.
They can enjoy the different things that the wineries offer.
And that's kind of why I want to go look through this. Because, like, for example, here, our first one, I feel like this is one that we're going to say it's more on the expensive side, but it's kind of one of those that I'm like, I think these first two, I think we're going to want to do, but they are definitely more on the expensive side. But again, it's kind of for that experience. The first one is Castella di Amorosa. It's from 10 to 5:30. It's open every day. There is no outside food and drink allowed, but what's really cool about it is it is built after a 14th century castle. So it's a huge castle. You can walk through.
That's the 1300s, by the way.
You can walk through and see all of the things. And then they have tastings for adults. And they also have juice tastings for kids.
The girls like those.
And you do have to pay for those. And so it would cost for all of us. It would be, again, this is where you have to go. It would be like $160. But it's one of those, again, the experience. Mm-hmm. So do you think you want to do that as a yes, no, or maybe?
That sounds fun. I think the girls would. I know I would enjoy the castle.
Okay.
And so I think the girls, yeah, let's do that one.
Okay. So we're going to do green for yes.
Okay, wait. Is that a Napa or Sonoma?
That is a Napa. So these first 12 that we're going through are all Napa.
Okay.
So we're going to do green for yes, yellow for maybe, and red for no.
Okay.
Okay. So our next one is Sterling. It has a area gondola ride that you take, kind of like that, like the thing that we took up in Breckenridge.
Right. It's a skylift.
Yeah, it has it that it takes you up into the winery.
Ski
so
lift.
The winery is on top of a hill.
Yep.
And so it's open from 10 to 4:30. Outside food and drink is not allowed. And you can do the Sterling Stroll tasting, which is $55 for adults, $25 for kids. Or you could do the tour in Terrace, which is $75 for adults and $25 for kids. And that the Terrace is you get a tour of the winery and you get three wines and you get five wines for the Sterling Stroll. And the tour in Terrace, you also get five wines, but two of those are paired with cheeses.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the what?
The Sterling Vineyard.
And is that the one with the castle?
No, that this is the this
no,
is the
this
one
is
with
number
the gondola.
Three.
This is number two.
This is number two, the one with the gondola. Okay, you gotta keep me with the context clues.
Yes, this is the one with the gondola.
I mean, that sounds like it would be fun. How much was the gondola? Is it free?
The gondola is included in the tastings. That's why you have to pay $25 for the kids. So if you look at it, it's kind of like $30 for a tasting, $25 for the ride. $50 for tasting, $25 for the ride. So you kind of have to look at it for...
Right.
And we could always pick, if we say, yes, we want to do this, or maybe we want to do this, we could always, you know, you don't have to, I don't think we need to decide on a tasting right now.
The ski lift go up to a mountain?
The winery is on top. And so you take the gondola to the winery.
Oh, that would be kind of interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we should do that one.
Okay.
I think we should do that one. But we're going to need to make sure to dedicate plenty of time for that.
Yes. Well, and they say that. So the Sterling Stroll is 60 minutes, which is the cheaper one. And then the tour in Terrace is 90 minutes. So they kind of tell you about what to expect time-wise for these tastings, which is kind of cool.
90 minutes is not bad.
No. So we have Tres Sabores, which is open from 10 to 3. You get a $60 tasting.
Do they have three flavors? That's what Tres Sabores means.
You get a $60 tasting of five wines, or it's $10 for an adult for no wine. You can bring food, but you have to pay a $20 fee, and they have cheese plates that you can buy for $20.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that one?
I think it sounds pretty good. What do you think?
My only thing is you would have to pay whether you drank or not.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's almost a deterrent because that'll be two wineries down at that point. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. I don't know. Let's put a maybe on that one.
Okay.
And see what we come back to.
All right. So the next one is Hall Winery. And it is open from 10 to 4:45. The tasting is Friday to Sunday is $60 per person, which actually, let's see when we're going to be there. Let me give you the dates of when we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. You can look them up. We will be there from the June 30th, June 30th, 1st, July 1st, and July 2nd. So what days of the week is that? Well, you have your phone.
I'm trying to look at work stuff. All right, so what are the dates again? July what?
June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd.
All right, the 30th is a Sunday.
Okay, that's perfect. That's what I need to know. So if we went on Sunday, it would be $60 per person. Monday through Thursday, it would be $40.
So we just need to try going. It's how much on Sundays? Say that again.
$60
on a Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we just need to go on Monday or a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so put Monday or Monday/Tuesday on that one.
Okay, so just take out Friday to Sunday?
Uh-huh. Because if it's going to cost $60, I don't want to go and do that.
Okay.
That doesn't seem frugal, does it?
Okay. So, I don't know why I put it's located in St. Helena. It's an
Napa just area. Throwing that out there.
I don't know why I put that in there. I can take that out. All right, there we go. So, you want to do... yes, no, or maybe.
Let's put maybe on it.
Okay. I feel like Chris is going to say maybe to everything.
Oh, I said yes to the first two. But when right. when the expenses are a little wavy and we not getting a lot out of them.
Yeah.
Except for a wine tasting. It's just.
So Charles Krug, which is open from 10 to 5. It has a tasting of 4 wines and it's $50 per person.
4 wines, $50. That's $12.50 a wine.
Mm-hmm.
Sampling.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that goes with that?
Not really. Nothing that I felt worth writing about.
That's Charles Krug.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's put a... let's put a no on that one for right now.
Okay. All right, so we have Frog's Leap, which is open Friday to Sunday from 11:30 to 3:30. It has $40 per person, and it says children are welcome under supervision. Which, I mean, children are welcome at all of these, but some of the websites specifically stated children, because some of these websites, kids can run around and play while the parents are tasting.
The websites are the wineries.
The websites of the wineries said. Uh-huh. And so their website specifically says, like, children are welcome under supervision. So it's not one of those that they can run around and play at.
I think we should avoid it.
Okay.
Our girls need space. They need breathing room.
All right. So the next one is Behringer. All right. So... Behringer has a...
just a point of like an anecdote from our past. Brittany chugged a bottle of Behringer in college.
That's Boone's Farm.
Oh.
Get it right. Okay. Get it right.
Okay, go ahead.
I love how I'm promoting my students to listen to this. So in Behringer, the tastings... I don't have the hours. The tastings, you can do a cave tour, which includes 3 wines. It is $35 per person if you're drinking, or $15 per person if you're not drinking. Or you can do a sip and stroll and walk around the entire winery. And that's $20 per person and includes a glass of wine. Or you would just get a glass of wine and you just walk around all of the Behringer winery.
But does that include a trip to the cave?
No.
Okay, so how do you feel about a cave tour?
So there's a few of them in here that I have cave tours on. It's the difference between a cave and a wine cave.
I just know you could almost not handle Mammoth Cave, even though it was huge.
All right, let me see their hours. Behringer Winery. So they're open 10 to 5 every day. Air day.
Open 10 to 5.
All right. So what do you think? Yes, no, or maybe?
Let's put a yes on it.
Okay. And it is the, like, one of the most famous. Napa Cellars. You are allowed to bring your own picnic. They are open Thursday to Monday from 10 to 5. And they have two different tastings. They have a classic tasting, which is $30 per person, and a winemaker tasting, which focuses on red wine, for $40 a person.
I mean, do you know how I feel about being able to take your own picnic? That makes a big difference.
Yep.
So let's put a star on that one, or a pin on that one.
Like, so a maybe or a yes?
Let's put a yes on that one. Because okay. We can always go eat lunch there.
All right. So we have Cake Bread, which is open from 10 to 4:30. The only tasting we would be allowed to go to, though, is at 10 a.m. They only allow kids at the 10 a.m. tasting, and it's $45.
So go ahead and pass, because we're not going to make it to it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. That's why we're doing this. All right. Peju is... Peju is open from 10 to 5. It is a... Their tasting is $65 per person. Five wines, 60 minutes. You can get a cheese plate. Or if you go Friday to Sunday, you can get a chef sampler. Mm-hmm. And but you need accommodations for children. So you have to reserve for your children, too. Oh, and the cheese plate and the chef sampler cost money. They're not included.
Oh. That's not what it made it seem like.
So it's $65 per person for five wines, $35 for a cheese to add a cheese plate, $40 to add the chef sampler.
Pass.
All right. Do we need to stop after Napa so we can go check on Daphne?
No. One, I'll run up and do it, and you can talk through it.
Well, I need to talk through you.
Well, okay. We have a break coming up, so we'll just wait for the break.
Okay. So we have two more in Napa. We have Honig, which is open from 10 to 4. They have the tasting has to be done before 12. Food is allowed on a first come first serve basis. So like as long as there's a picnic table open, you can bring your own food. It is by appointment only, but it is $40 per adult, and then $10 per kid. But a drink and a snack is included
for the kid. Yes, for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. And then the last one, I feel like this is probably going to be a no, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. Alpha Omega is open from 10 to 6, and their winery, you can do it inside or outside. It's $75 a person for four wines.
You're right. That is a no.
Like, I almost didn't even type it out when I saw that, because I was like, we're too cheap for that. We won't even spend, like, $20. Like, these, like, $50 tastings, I'm like, oh!
I'm sure it's good, but...
Okay, so, I'm going to go ahead and delete the red one.
Okay.
So we can see how many we got it narrowed down to. All right, let's see. All right. All right, so we got it narrowed down from 12 to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we got it narrowed down to 7, and two of those 7s are maybes. So I guess we need to just take out the maybes, and we have our 5 picked for... I guess we could keep those 2 maybes, because who knows what we'll narrow down at Sonoma. So we'll keep the
maybes. Well, and we have to also pay attention to time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the gondola ski lift ride,
mm-hmm.
was like, if we do it, it's a 90 minute thing.
Most of the tastings are all 90 minutes.
Okay, but we'll run out of time if they start at 9 or start at 10 even.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're going to run out of opportunity and time.
Oh, I know.
Real so, quick.
Well, and we can also go, we're going to have to go through once we pick these and do like what we did on the map and go, okay, here's where they're at. Here, okay. So this may, yeah. This one was a yes, but it's way over here where the maybe ones. Around these other ones, so we're going to take the yes out and do the maybe. Okay.
All right. So, hold on. Explain what we did with the map while I get a refill.
Okay. A refill or Daphne?
This.
Okay.
Daphne's in 4 or 6 minutes.
You might as well do Daphne too.
That's our break in 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not going to be ready for a break in 6 minutes. Okay. So the way we did the map is we printed out a map of both Sonoma County and Napa County. And we went through, and this was before I made this little thing, because then I realized, okay, we got to narrow this down. So I went through and I just put down every single winery that we were looking at staying at going to. And so what it helped us do is it kind of said, okay, so like I'm looking at one right here, and so like there's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that are all really pretty close to each other. And so we might say, like, okay, it may be, you know, as much as we might want to go to Behringer, well, Behringer's really far away from all these. So we're going to go to these because we aren't going to feel as rushed. Like, yeah, we may not get to go to Behringer, but we're going to get to feel less rushed if we go to these. And so it just kind of depends, because I think I originally had it to where we were going to spend 2 days in Napa and a day in Sonoma, but I think I'm going to switch it around. But it also kind of, again, depends, because I think we're going to go to like a, I think we're going to do like a Sonoma Napa day, a Sonoma day, and a Napa day. Because there's some that are in like North Napa and North Sonoma County that we might be able to do. But yeah, so that was kind of what we did there. So here is our next one. It is Chateau. It is our first one in the Sonoma area, 1st to 14th. It is Chateau St. Jean. It's open 10 to 5, but the last seating is at 3:30. So it's really, I say 10 to 3:30. Last evening at 3:30.
Yeah.
You have an outdoor tasting with 5 wines. That's $50 per person, and outside food is not allowed.
Pass.
All right.
I just don't see us getting in there and getting them. Because how many days do we have? 3 days or 2 days?
We have 3 days.
Okay.
3 days, three and a half days. It just depends on when we leave Yosemite and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Preston Farm and Winery, it's open Tuesday and Thursday to Sunday. The tastings are anywhere from 5 to 6 wines. It is $35 per person. They do ask for kids to be monitored closely because they're animals. And that you can bring food, but it requires to purchase a bottle of wine.
Yeah, put that one on the maybe list for sure.
Okay.
Like what kind of animals? Goats? Cattle?
Well,
it says it's a farm.
Mm-hmm. It's a farm. So Larson is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 5. It is a 90-minute tasting for $35 per person. And they also offer walking tours on Monday, because we aren't going to be there Thursday or Friday. From 11, 1, and 3. And then okay. You can bring outside food. There's just a $25 charge.
I mean, we can do that one. We just wouldn't be able to eat there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. No, no.
Honey, I liked all of these. So that's why I put it down. That's why I'm going to you and asking you.
So I get the final decision on where you go for your birthday.
Yes, no,
trip.
Or maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm not. I'm just gonna go ahead and put a red on this one, because there's really no reason to go.
What's
there's
that
no
one?
Outside food or drink allowed.
Just based off my previous.
Yeah,
decision.
Francis Ford Coppola. We can probably put that as a no. I'm just kidding. I already marked it green. So we're definitely going to Francis Ford Coppola. It's open Thursday through Monday. You can do a seated tasting on the terrace for $40 per person for 45 minutes, or you can do a main floor tasting for $25 per person for 30 minutes. They do a property tour at 3 different times for $10 a person. And and a self-guided memorabilia tour. So that's a yes. All right. Our next one is Landmark. They're all of their wines, they only have Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. You can do their tastings. You can do a bocce ball and wine, where you get a glass of wine, a charcuterie board, and it's $60.
What's bocce ball?
What's that one that game?
Bocce.
Bocce ball, whatever. So you get it's $60 per person. That includes a glass of wine for each person and a charcuterie board. But you can just do a wine tasting, which is $45 per person, or a wine and cheese tasting, which is $65 per person.
Right. Save that one. Oh, no.
Yes, no, or maybe.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we decided yes on Landmark. This next one, I think, will be a yes, possibly. It just depends on if we want to spend the money. But it's Benziger, not Behringer. Benziger, B-E-N-Z-I-G-E-R. Their tastings are $25 per person. They're open Thursday through Monday from 10 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
They have a biodynamic tractor tram tour, which I need to find out if that's included in the taste, if this is pressed. So the tractor tram tour is $45 per person and $15 per kid.
Yeah.
And they also have a biodynamic trail that you can walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring your own food with minimum wine purchase.
Very cool.
So what do you think? Yes, no, or maybe?
So does that mean the tasting's included? Like,
I don't
that?
Know if the tasting's included.
Or
in
do
the
I have to buy a glass of wine?
In the biodynamic tractor tram tour?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Let me look that up real quick. Because that is a... Okay, so Benziger tour and tasting. Okay, so that's required for guests over 21.
21.
Okay, so that $45 includes the tasting.
That's good.
So you could do $45 for the tram tour and a taste. So essentially it's $20 for the tram tour and $25 for the tasting.
But that's not bad.
No.
Doesn't mean we're going to do the tram tour, so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to make note of that. Includes tasting. Okay, so yes, no, or maybe.
Let's put a maybe on that one.
All right, the next one we have is Klein Family. It is open. They have a bar tasting, $25 per person, which is four wines for 1 hour. Or they have an outdoor seating reserve, an outdoor seated for $35 per person, that's five wines. And then also is a self-guided walking tour.
How much was that again? For a tasting?
Either $25 per person for four wines or $35 per person for five.
Okay. And it just had a walking tour?
There is a walking tour that's just a self-guided walking tour around the vineyard and everything.
Here's my thing with walking tours. That's not really a draw for me. Because if that's the third place we've been to or the fifth person place we've been to that day,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to want to do a walking tour. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If
but I mean, their tasting is $25 per person.
Yeah, put that one on as a maybe, I think. And let's go through the rest of the list and see what we knock out. I know it feels like I put a lot of maybes this time for Sonoma. But we are also camping in Sonoma Valley, so it's a little bit closer mm-hmm. than driving around
well,
the
I was
mountains
saying when you
to
went
get to
a,
Napa.
I was saying when you went to go to get a refill, we'll probably do a day in Sonoma, a day in Napa, and then we'll probably do a day, like, north. Because, like, Behringer, Francis Ford Coppola, they are, like, north, and so we may do, like, a northern area of both Sonoma and Napa one day. It just kind of depends on where we end up looking at all these. I think we're going to need to do a new map. All right, so Buena Vista.
You know, I like my maps.
Buena Vista is, So they have a lot of different.
Is that owned by Disney?
So they have three different tastings. One's $35 per person for four wines. One's $25. So the seated tasting is $35 per person. A standard tasting is $25 per person. And the, or you could do the barrel tasting and winery tour, which is $50 per person. And you do your tasting inside the wine cave. Outside food is allowed.
Yeah, that one's a definite. How much was the tastings?
$25, $35, or $50.
Oh, that's not bad. So I could do a 25 and you could do a 50 and then we'd come out pretty good.
Well, no, you'd have to do the if we did the 50,
oh,
we'd have
it's
to
like
do the
a
barrel
tour.
Tasting.
So, okay, so this reminds me of going to the Jack Daniel's distillery, mm-hmm. where you had to pick a tour,
mm-hmm.
and we were forced to do the children's tour that didn't get to do any tastings. So that's a point to remember. Don't take your children to any mm-hmm. distilleries either.
All right, so the Segisio Family Vineyard has a lot of different wines. They have a Classico flight, which is $30 per person,
mm-hmm.
an Italian Heritage flight, which is $30 per person. And both of those are an hour. Or you have the Cellar Exploration, which, again, kind of self-explanatory, Cellar Exploration, $60 per person, which is 90 minutes. And then they have the Grove Experience, where you can bring your own picnic, and a bottle or glass of wine is purchased is required.
How much was it a person?
For the basic, you're looking at 30 for either a classic or an Italian heritage. It's 30 per person for an hour.
And what would you be leaning towards of those? Not price wise. What's the Italian heritage?
I don't know. It just kind of depends on what I look at. They're both 30 per person.
Yeah. Let's put a yes in that one.
Okay. All right, Imagery Estates, outside food and drink is allowed. Tastings are $25 per person, and children are allowed, but they have no activities for them.
Put a yes.
Okay. Hook and Ladder is...
Sounds like a fire...
It's owned by
firemen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is $25 per person for 5 wines. Wednesday through Monday, 10 to 5.
Oh, yeah. Those hours are great. Let's do that one, too. Are we running out of options?
No. Deloach is $35 per person. And you can bring your own food for $50 or the purchase of 3 bottles of wine.
You can pay how much?
$50 for your own picnic or 3 bottles of wine.
Yeah, pass.
All right, Bella Vineyard. This is, you can do 2 different tastings. You could do a seated taste, well, 3 kind of. You do a seated tasting inside the caves or outside for $30 a person. Or you could do the Bella Tour, which explores winemaking, and you go into the caves for $75 a person.
As much as I would like to do a Bella's reunion and do some acapella with the girls. I don't feel like paying $120 for us and the girls to go and sit inside the cave.
No. So you can go. You can do a tasting inside the cave for $30 per person.
Okay.
Per adult.
So we wouldn't have to pay for the girls.
No, you don't have to pay for the kids on this. You only have to pay for the kids if I said.
You were specific.
Yes.
Okay. Then yeah, let's save it then.
Yes, no, or maybe. Yes. Or
yes.
Maybe. Yes. Okay.
That's what yeah means.
Yeah. All right, and then the last one, we've technically been here before, but not here. Alexander Valley, remember they have a location in Fredericksburg. Yep. You can do an estate tasting for $15 per person, a reserve tasting for $25 a person, a wine and cheese pairing for $40 per person. They do a vineyard hike, which you hike through the vineyard. It is $80 per person, but it includes a tasting and a box lunch. And they also have a cave tour that is free.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I think, yeah.
I like that one because we could do the, like, we could do a $25 or $50. Okay, so for those, let's take out, we took out one. Two. We narrowed it down into Sonoma from 14 to 12.
We did really good.
So we have, we went from 26 wineries down to 19.
Well, let me tell you something. I think that's a pretty darn good job.
And so now we just have to go through and, like, we'll sit down and look at the... if you are listening to this and you have any other wineries that you're like, I've been here, I saw a lot of kids here, y'all didn't mention it, you should go check it out. Please let us know. We have never been to Napa. The only people I've ever known that have gone to Napa have all been adults without kids. But we really, you know, want to bring our kids. Another thing is some people are like, oh, kids at wineries. I also think it's important to teach kids responsibility when it comes to alcohol. Is that you can drink, you can enjoy yourself, but it's about being responsible.
Mm-hmm. It's all about moderation.
So, yeah. And so I, you know, I also joke that, you know, by the time that our kids get to college, like, they're going to see this stuff and just be like, oh, just a
I don't boring. Like this analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh?
Nothing.
You don't like this analogy?
No.
Well, that just, it's alcohol's not going to be a big deal for them. It's not going to be this, like, like it was for me.
I know.
And so, even though I didn't drink until I was 21, despite what my mother thinks, Sandra Kay. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm super excited to take the kids. I think it's going to be a fun experience because it's gorgeous. Like, not for the wine,
yeah, at least
for the
scenery.
Oh, my gosh, for the views. Because, like, you see these pictures, they are breathtaking. Like, remember that winery we went to in Colorado where we met your cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking that. Yeah, I'm thinking kind of like that, but a little more.
It was a Spanish winery.
Yeah, but it's like, remember how gorgeous it was with the mountains in the background, all that? I think it's going to be kind of like that everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break for a sponsor. All right. So let's talk about our plans for our next podcast. It says Cooper Lake State Park. Britt, do you want to expand on that? Because I'm pretty sure we talked about Cooper Lake.
Okay. Well, if we have, we need to look back and see. If we haven't, we've been a couple of times, and I just kind of like to talk about, you know, our two different experiences that we've had there. Oh, excuse me. I had a hiccup. And kind of what we did while we were there. And so if we haven't, then we'll find another topic to talk to you about. But so we may have to look back at podcasts between now and then.
I'm almost certain we've talked about, because Well, we'll flesh it out anyways.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why we can't bring it up again and then also talk about another state park we've been to.
Yeah, if we don't do that.
Because we've been to a bunch and we covered a lot of them.
And if we don't talk about Cooper Lake State Park, we're going to kind of talk about kayaking and taking your kids kayaking and kind of things you need to do to prepare for all of that.
Splashing them with water.
Yeah.
Making them fall out of the boat. Things like that.
So, yeah, if you haven't.
Can't have fear. No fear.
If we haven't. If we've already talked about Cooper Lake State Park, we will talk about kayaking. So we'll do one of the other.
Kayaking with kids. Yep.
Yep.
So, well, that's it for tonight. Thank you for listening to ABCD Adventures tonight. You might be listening this afternoon. That's it for this episode. How about that? That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to ABC Adventures podcast. We hope you have enjoyed listening to us plan our trip to the Sonoma, or what did you call it? The Sonapa Valley area and wineries. Please Feel free to listen to us and follow and subscribe to our podcast. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok and Facebook at ABCD Adventures, and then also on Instagram at ABCD Camping. Also, email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com anytime with ideas and suggestions on topics or trips. Thank you for listening, and remember to
go where you feel most alive.